And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we were talking earlier in the show about how government workers are paid up to twice as much as you are for doing the same exact job. And, you know, I'm appalled. I think, you know, if you're doing job A, you should get the same pay whether you're working for the government or not. What the government is doing is buying the loyalty of its own workers. So they'll always say wonderful things when they're polled. And they're using your money to do it. They're using your money to basically bribe the government workers to always be loyal to the government. Because they don't want to lose their nice cushy government jobs and go back to working in the private sector where they'll have to work just as hard for only half as much money. And yet, we don't get a lot of good job performance coming out of them. And a good example is this story that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com earlier today. Meat tainted with deadly bacteria is being sold to consumers. And the government's response is to form a work group to study the problem. We're talking here about MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's an antibiotic-resistant staph infection that kills 20,000 Americans every year. Okay, that's more than who are dying from AIDS, from the AIDS virus every year. 20,000 Americans a year die from this thing. The industry's own groups, the meat industry's own groups are saying, yeah, we're finding it in about 5% of the livestock, and it traces back to the factory farms and the feeding practices there. So what has the United States Department of Agriculture done about this? Absolutely nothing. They have not mandated any testing of meat. They are issuing no recalls. The only thing they're doing is they're saying, we're going to put together a work group and study the problem. 20,000 Americans a year are dying from this food-borne antibiotic-resistant staph infection, and the USDA doesn't want to offend the meat lobbying groups, who are huge campaign donors. So they're going to sit on their duff, and who knows, maybe they're watching internet porn too. I mean, this is another continuation of the realization that the U.S. government is of no use whatsoever to the American people. We have the USDA basically turning a blind eye to this antibiotic-resistant staph infection. You had the Securities Exchange Commission turning a blind eye for the 12 years while Bernie Madoff with the loot was screwing his investors for $65 billion. You have the Minerals Management Service that was turning a blind eye when British Petroleum and Transocean were blowing up the Gulf of Mexico. You've got the Bureau of Mine Safety was turning a blind eye when that mine that collapsed engaged in very unsafe practices. They didn't leave enough supporting columns in the coal seam. They said, oh, that coal represents money. Let's just shave a little bit more off of there. Boom. Roof comes down. And on and on and on. Bridges are collapsing. Roads are crumbling, going back to gravel. And it's epidemic. It's epidemic. Remember, Barack Obama's job as the chief executive of the United States of America is to make sure that all these bureaucracies are working for the people. That's what he's supposed to be doing. Very clearly, he isn't. Very clearly, he is not performing his job of chief executive. I'm not surprised. Every day we turn on the news, he's out there making another speech someplace. He shouldn't be president. He should be a talk show host. I'll trade jobs with him. And this is another example, the situation. When you go to the supermarket, remember the USDA's whole reason for being, the reason it is given all your tax money to operate, is to keep the food in the supermarket safe for human consumption. And now we're finding out they're just, you know, shrugging their shoulders over this pathogen that's in the meat that kills 20,000 Americans every single year. Boy, it's enough to make you a vegetarian, isn't it? Well, you remember when they abandoned the four basic food groups and they tried to go to the food pyramid that de-emphasized meat, and the beef lobbyists just descended on Washington, D.C. with clubs full of $100 bills, and sure enough, we went right back to the four basic food groups. It isn't science. It's not even good nutrition. It's politics. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Join us on the air.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as long as we're talking about overpaid and completely useless government employees and watchdogs, there's another story that's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. The headline reads, GM maize has polluted rivers across the United States. Now, basically, in a nutshell, this is another one of those harebrained ideas that were, you know, sold on what's a good sounding soundbite on the radio. Oh, this will be a really good idea. And it wasn't thought all the way through. Now, the idea was they're going to get in and they're going to insert a gene in this corn plant, that would force the plant to produce its own insecticide, a toxin, throughout the entire plant so that when insects tried to eat the plant, the insects would fall over dead. So far, so good. Sounded like a really good idea. We don't have to spray the plants with toxins, and presumably there is some way that you can get the crop out of here and get the toxins neutralized before you start feeding it to the human population or to cows or livestock or whatever. At least I'm assuming that. I mean, you know, we don't know. But here's the situation. It might be a toxin that only affects insects, and they figure it's okay for people to eat in small doses. Here's the problem. The toxin is throughout the entire plant, and after they harvest the crops, the rest of the plant simply dies and is destroyed and plowed back into the ground as mulch. But the toxin is still there. As the plant decays, the toxin is getting into the ground. The groundwater runoff from rain and irrigation takes it into the drainage ditches. The ditches go into the drainage system, into creeks, canals, what have you, and it gets dumped into the rivers. And now they're seeing this huge problem because so many farms across the Midwest are using this genetically engineered maize that the toxin produced by the plants is starting to accumulate into the waters of the surrounding environment. And it is starting to basically kill insects wherever it goes, including benign species that we need to pollinate the food crops. And this isn't a case of a single industrial spill where eventually it's going to go away. These plants are everywhere, continuously putting out these engineered insecticide toxins. It's an ongoing problem, and it's starting to get into the water. And this is another classic case of a technology that's sold to the public without thinking it all the way through, like ethanol. Now, we expect corporations to stop thinking about what's going on once the product is sold. Okay, I got the money, you got your product, it's doing what we said it was going to do, and that's the end of our responsibility. What happens afterwards? Eh, who cares? We'll get a bailout or something like that. But this is, you know, another case where we have all of these federal government agencies that live off of our taxes who are supposed to be keeping an eye on this kind of thing, and they didn't. They didn't. They weren't thinking about what's going to happen when we have plants producing their own natural insecticides under modified genes, and it starts getting into the groundwater, and it gets, you know, because that water gets sucked up and used to irrigate other fields that maybe don't need this insecticide. We know there's been a major problem with bee colony collapse disorder. And it's been linked to genetically modified pollen, possibly messing them up. They may be poisoned with this insecticide. We may have farmers who are watering their farms and fields not knowing that the water coming out of the tap already has an insecticide in it. From this runoff from these genetically modified maize crops, we already know about the problem where the water coming out of your tap in your bathroom and in your kitchen may be carrying pharmaceuticals that have gone through the water reclamation system without being removed. The same thing is happening on farm irrigation systems. They may be irrigating their fields with water with an accumulation of these pesticides from these genetically modified crops could be killing the bees off. And if we lose the bees, you know, our natural food crops that depend on pollinization to reproduce, they're going to collapse. I'm sure, 3M and Monsanto would love that. Oh, my goodness, the natural food crops have just gone away. That's okay. We have this program where we can sell you new seed every single year, year after year, for the rest of your life for thousands and thousands of dollars. So everything will be all better. All right. So anyway, moving right along here. Let's see. Now, another one of the big hysteric things, the claims that, you know, the global warming people, and I want to back up and preface this. We're seeing, again, a push to try and convince us that human-caused global warming is real, that we've all got to pay our carbon tax, and I have absolutely no doubt that after the November 4th elections, Obama is going to try and get his carbon cap and credit system imposed on the American people by executive order or dictatorial, tyrannical proclamation or holy writ or however he's going to do it, because he's personally hooked up with the Chicago Climate Exchange. And all the inside players are going to make a huge amount of money. You know, we'll soak those. And the bottom line is, unless the government can trick you out of more of your money, they're going to start defaulting on their payments to all their creditors. They're in that deep. You know, they borrow, you pay. That's what the system is that they've set up here. I don't agree with it. I don't consent to it. I don't know anybody who did consent to having the government go on a reckless borrowing and give out the money to Wall Street and Israel spree and agreed to underwrite the poverty-inducing payments here. But that's kind of where we are right now. So, one of the, this whole last week, in fact, I put a bunch of them up at whatreallyhappened.com, we're seeing more and more stories indicating it's going to be a very harsh winter this year, which hopefully is going to put the final nail in the coffin of Al Gore and his global warming cult. One of the other claims that the environmental exploiters, and let me back up here and say that, you know, I love nature, but we're all part of nature, and I agree that we should be very wise in our use of resources, far wiser than we are being right now. I think this idea of a 5-year lifespan on cars and computers is horribly wasteful. We dig up all these metals from the earth. We make a product. We design it to fall apart in 5 years to force the customer to buy another one. And the old one winds up going in a landfill someplace. Highly toxic little piece of rusting metal. I think that's very wasteful of the environment. And I think we ought to rethink how we do that. Okay? But I digress. One of, when you have the snake oil salesman, the environmental snake oil salesman, the ones who really don't care about the environment, they just are out to make a fast buck. One of the things they're always waving about is the number of animals going extinct. Oh, we're such a curse on Earth. We icky humans are such a curse on the Earth because, you know, all these animals are going extinct. Well, somebody just did a study and found out that one third of the animals that have been claimed to be extinct by the global warming cultists and the Earth Wilderness Fund people, one third of them didn't actually go extinct. They're still out there. It's just somebody did a report where they went out and said, well, I don't see them anymore. I bet they went extinct. Oh, gosh darn that global warming. And they found out that one third of all the species declared extinct have turned up alive and well. Okay. Let's see. We've got a couple of callers on the line. Let me back up here and get the other name of, let's see. We have John. I don't have a city for you. John, what's on your mind? Is John there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike, in Ohio.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I really agree with everything you say. I really loved your fearlessness in talking about the taboo of Israel's ethnic cleansing and Nazi tactics around the world through our government. And I really admire you for that. I agree with all of the 9/11 inside job, the Monsanto genetically modified monstrosities, Frankenfood, the police state, the wars being based on lies for resources and world hegemony by these Wall Street bankers. But I just really am really concerned about some of the alternatives on RBN and GCN. Really, I think, on the other hand, supporting the bankers' austerity policies and attacks on social spending, attacks on things like public workers. I think that's the latest scapegoat. The latest scapegoat, because they're the last outpost of any kind of defense of
We're not attacking the workers. We're attacking the government that spends our tax money to overpay these people in order to buy their allegiance. That's what we're attacking.
I spent most of my life as a public worker, and I got I read that article that you had on your program there, and it was really by a right wing outfit that grossly exaggerated the amount of public workers. I think this this attempt to scapegoat public workers is the last area where they're
John, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go here because I've talked to you before, and you have a tendency to just keep on going until somebody hits the brakes. I have actually worked for the U.S. government. I have actually seen the way they spend money. I can't even really talk about it because some of it's still classified. But I have seen firsthand that the lifestyles of people working for the government are greatly elevated over the lifestyles of people working private sector who are doing functionally the same work. So I'm sorry, I've seen it myself. And this is why there's always a huge line for government jobs. They're very wonderfully paid, and you never get fired, and there's hardly ever a review. I mean, it's a scam system. It is part of our tiered, layered society. There's the rulers, there's their little acolytes, their permanent little flappers, remember from like Gulliver's Travels, and then there's the hoi polloi down below who are expected to pay for it all. Thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Warner in Canada. And Warner, we're actually at the end of the segment here, so you got about 30 seconds now.
Okay,
then,
I want to cut it short. Colony collapse disorder. Maybe the researchers, they should look into the presence of ozone pollution in the environment.
You mean ozone?
Ozone, smog, and ozone.
Well, here's why. I'll tell you what. We got to take a break here, and when we come back, I'll explain why that is possibly a dead end that we should not waste any time and resources on. Okay? So we're going to take a break here for a couple of minutes. And we'll be back to talk about this situation, okay? All right, thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Werner about bee colony collapse disorder and possible causes. And I've heard the idea that it might be caused by cell phones or radio transmitters or ozone. And the problem with that is these are environmental realities that have been around for decades. I mean, there's always ozone in the atmosphere. You get ozone following every single thunderstorm. So colony collapse disorder is something that has only appeared recently, and your best course of investigation as to the cause is to say, what changed at the time we saw this problem appear? And we didn't see a marked increase in cell phone towers. We didn't see a marked increase in the level of ozone. But what we did see was the introduction of genetically modified technology into the very farm environment where the bees are going to be found. And if the genetically modified pollen is not directly impacting the bees, then these plants that have been modified to produce strange new chemicals, which are contaminating the environment, we have to look at that as well. That's really the most likely situation that's going on there.
This is mainly in the intense farmed areas, but where I'm calling from, it is a lot of open spaces, and just only a fraction of farming is going on. And the ozone, I don't mean the atmospheric ozone in the upper atmosphere. I've seen drastic changes in the environment, and that cannot be contributed all to genetically modified crops because they are just only a fraction. Most of it is basically wilderness here.
There is no difference between ozone produced by a thunderstorm and ozone that comes out of, you know, an automobile exhaust. It's the same molecule. So, again, you know, if you're out in a wilderness area, you know, most of the ozone you're probably dealing with is going to be naturally produced.
It's not naturally produced. It's deliberately produced in order to sterilize the air.
Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. All right, that's getting a little out there. No, ozone is ozone is ozone. And, you know, the funny thing is everybody screams about how bad ozone is here on the ground, and yet if we didn't have the ozone layer in the atmosphere, you know, the ultraviolet radiation would be poisoning us. Remember when they were screaming about the ozone hole over Antarctica and what a huge screaming thing, and we had to give up our aerosol cans for that, and then they found out the hole had been there all along. It wasn't anything new, and it wasn't caused by our aerosol cans and so forth and so on. It was just a reason to sell us a new type of product and put the old competition out of business here. All right, so moving right along here, I had a story come in over my iPhone email account here. Let's see if I can get back to it. First of all, apparently this European terror plot that they've been screaming about, now they're trying to link that to Osama bin Laden, which is rather amazing considering he's been dead for about 9 years. Now, the story that I'm looking at here is apparently there is a growing problem. We've been talking about how foreclosures, there's a lot of fraud going on in there and a lot of shortcuts, and basically the system is set up to take people out of their homes. The banks have been incentivized by U.S. federal government policy to take homes away from the people who are trying to buy them. For all the talk about the mortgage modification program, it isn't working. Because the banks, if the banks work with you to let you stay in your home, they're going to make less money than if they take your home away from you and basically resell it. And, you know, you lose your equity. And that's basically what's going on here. And we're seeing a lot of fraud going on out there. We reported on how this one man was foreclosed on by Bank of America. And he didn't even have a mortgage. The home was completely paid for. But somebody who's out there in one of these, you know, ambulance chaser or mortgage chaser companies are out there just cranking out the paperwork by computer control. They're not checking anything that they're doing. There was another case we talked about yesterday where this senior bank manager was just rubber stamping the foreclosure notices without actually checking the payment records. Just get them into the pipeline. Get them into the foreclosure system. Now there's a new scandal coming up out of Florida, where they're finding out that the summons service companies, the companies who will basically take a court summons and deliver it, process server companies, are so overloaded with foreclosure notices that they've started basically just, they're not delivering them. They're not actually doing the work. They're just sending back the paperwork saying, yeah, we serve this on this and such a day. And so they get their money from their part of this whole process, this foreclosure machine, if you will. The homeowners don't know there's a foreclosure proceeding until it's too late. And then we get this rather amazing comment from a judge in the court who issued a quash order on a foreclosure because the homeowner was able to document he was never actually served. And the judge is saying, you know, if everybody got the notices and they all came into court to fight the foreclosures, we, you know, the courts would be backlogged for years dealing with all of this stuff. So they're actually saying, you know, we want to streamline it. We just want to get the foreclosures going boom, 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 boom. And who cares if the homeowners are being notified or not? That's what's going on here. We're seeing the end of private home ownership in the United States of America. The banks are just going out and grabbing everything that they can grab. And those who are helping them are just lined up at the trough to get their share of all the money that's coming in. We're going to we're not going to go to the phones because we're at the end of this segment. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Ted in Mississippi about the Gulf oil spill and what they're seeing down there. Meanwhile, we've got another sex scandal coming out of the Vatican and another near miss of an asteroid with Earth despite all of the money spent to keep us warned from such rocks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome to back to the show here. We're talking with Ted in Mississippi about the Gulf oil spill. Aloha, Ted. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, aloha, Mike. I just want to tell you that last week I was at the Marine Technology Society Conference, IEEE, in Seattle, and I attended a GEOS conference, Global Earth Observing System. There's a bunch of big wigs in government science. The NOAA was represented, National Science Foundation, a lot of professors in oceanography. And I was simply astounded that no one was talking about the Gulf oil spill. So I spoke up, and I believe I shamed them. You have a lot of big professors who have these ocean observing systems out in the ocean. They cost a lot of money, but really, they really haven't put anything out there to start monitoring, giving us a snapshot of the ocean. I talked to Arnie Dierks, who is at the National Underwater Science and Technology Institute. He's up in Oxford, Mississippi, and his work diverted the research vessel Pelican to the oil spill only 4 days afterwards. His work was written up in Nature, but he's been actually blackballed by Science Magazine, AAAS. And I wanted to tell you that I've been a long time listener for 10 years. You are doing a tremendous service to this country. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. What we're seeing right now, in fact, this story just came in over the commercial break. Apparently, British Petroleum, we were reporting earlier in the show, British Petroleum is paying travel writers to write positive stories about how wonderful things are back in the Gulf of Mexico. Now we're finding out that British Petroleum is handing out something like $500 million in new grants for research on the Gulf, and the scientists are all lining up to get their share of all this money. And, of course, we know what's going on here. This is not a study. This is making sure that British Petroleum controls the outcome of all further research. A few weeks back, we were talking about scientists were coming down from Texas A&M, and they were literally having their samples confiscated by the Department of Homeland Security. They're being told nobody is allowed to study the Gulf of Mexico unless they have a permit from the U.S. government. And so what BP is trying to do is they're trying to control the science, the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold determines the science. And so I have no doubt that all these scientists are going to be said, okay, what we are paying for you to do is to prove that the oil has gone away, that it's not a problem, that it's turning, you know, nature is taking care of the problem, and that nobody has cause to worry about the seafood or tourism or anything like that. That's basically what they're doing right now. Just like when Al Gore and all of his global warming cultists were handing out all this money to universities to study human-caused global warming and point out the dangers and risks, and that's what the scientists did. Because scientists are greedy for money like anybody else. And now we're finding out that all of those scientific papers are compromised, that they were just making stuff up in a lot of cases, and we're going to see exactly the same thing from this $500 million gift from British Petroleum to the science around the Gulf of Mexico. The only scientists that we can really be certain are being objective are the ones who are self-funded, private citizen investigators, or working for institutions or companies that are not getting government funding for what they're doing. But, of course, we're already being told they won't be allowed to conduct any research. Their samples will be confiscated. They'll be told you're not allowed to investigate. Only the licensed, approved investigators who are all being paid by the government or British Petroleum are going to be allowed to study the Gulf oil disaster.
Yes, I sadly have to agree with you. When I talked to Arnie, he told me that the oil, as it descended through the water column and corrects it, you know, the dispersant, that all the phytoplankton were just being tugged down to the bottom. Phytoplankton, zooplankton, copepods, tunicates, all the biology is completely dying or dead, you know, within 20, 25 miles of the spill. And I'm going to sign off. Thank you.
All right, well, you got it. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, this is just another classic case of the corporations simply buying up the science to serve their own particular corporate interests. And at this point, I mean, given the absolute complete loss of credibility by the U.S. government and by the corporate media, the only sources that we should rely on for information coming out of the Gulf are the small market TV stations and the private citizens who are going down to the beach with their camcorders and saying, look, we still see the oil. There's still oil sheen on the water. There are tar balls on the beaches. And just trust your own eyes, because everything that's going to be coming out of the scientific establishment in the Gulf is already suspect by virtue of the amount of money British Petroleum is spending to make sure that they're going to be in control of the scientific establishment around the Gulf. That's really, it doesn't get more blatant. And because of the exposure of the so-called scientific consensus about human-caused global warming as a bought and paid for manufactured fraud, anything that's coming out of the orthodox science establishment regarding the Gulf of Mexico has to be viewed with some suspicion. You don't get to lie to us once and then expect us to all go back and believe that just because you're wearing a fancy white lab coat that we should take your word about anything at all. And again, this is all politically motivated. Obama needed the problem to go away in time for the election, and it may come back to haunt him. Like I said, if Nicole, you know, turns into a hurricane and rips the sand off the beaches all along the Gulf and the oil is seen by everybody again, they're going to know. The lie is going to be exposed for everybody to see. All right. Now, astronomers have spotted a potentially hazardous asteroid just 1 month before when it was going to pass close to Earth. All that money that has been spent for astronomical observatories that do nothing but look at the sky for these big old honking rocks coming in close to Earth. And they caught this one just 1 month before the closest approach. Now, it's not going to hit the Earth. Okay. it's not even going to be inside the orbit of the moon. It's really kind of out there, and I'm sure the astronomers will be looking at it with the telescope. But there are two situations here. If we saw a big rock coming in, ready to hit the Earth, what would we do? What would we do? We know from the comet impactor experiment that the comets are basically these large aggregate rubble piles. It's not like we could put a rocket engine on it and push it away. And we certainly, you know, blowing it up with nuclear bombs like the movie Armageddon isn't going to work. It would turn a single slug into a shotgun blast on planet Earth. There really isn't much that we can do about an incoming asteroid. We're spending huge amounts of money on these observatories that are doing nothing but watching out for the asteroids coming in. And as this story illustrates, they're not catching them. They're not catching them. The whole idea that we could save the Earth from a major asteroidal impact is based on the idea that we spot it coming in enough time for us to figure out something to do about it. And obviously 1 month, if this thing had been on a collision course with Earth, with only 1 month left to go, what would we do? And the answer is nothing. There's nothing that we can do. It's just another entitlement program for a bunch of scientists who said, booga, 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 asteroid death, global warming, new ice age. There's another one out here. Almost amazingly enough, the same talking point as this guy that called in yesterday screaming about carbon dioxide and we're all going to suffocate and so forth and so on. There's a new booga booga out there saying that breathable oxygen is in decline. Well, there's an easy fix for that. Put more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The plants will then produce more oxygen. It doesn't get any simpler than that. The more green plants we have, carbon dioxide gets processed into oxygen. There was actually a scientist who did the work and found out that all of Al Gore's dire predictions of carbon dioxide and global warming could be completely eradicated if we simply committed to a small increase in the planting of green plants around our urban centers. And Al Gore didn't want to hear about it because Al Gore doesn't want to fix the problem. He wants to sell his carbon tax and credit system. But we don't need any of that stuff. All we got to do is put up a few more green plants. You know, and what's really amazing, if you look for all the talk about carbon tax that we're getting from our government, and if you drive along our freeways and highways of America, which used to have a lot of green landscape cover on there, and now it's all brown and dead. They're not watering it. They're not taking care of it. And yet, all of that land, if covered in green plants, would be processing carbon dioxide and turning it back into oxygen. The goal here isn't to save the Earth, and it isn't to lower global warming. It's to come up with another excuse to take more money from you. That's all it is. If they really wanted to deal with carbon dioxide and oxygen issues, they'd start putting up more plants anywhere they could, and the problem would go away. Absolutely be the end of the problem. But they don't want that. They don't want a solution. They want the tax. They don't want somebody to actually have an idea how to fix the problem. They want a tax so they can study the problem and come up with a solution somewhere down the road here. Alrighty. Coming down to the end of the show, only got a few more things to talk about. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And mind you, I do like science, but there are things we should be working on that actually would improve the quality of life here on Earth. And too much these days we're seeing science perverted by politics and big money to simply sell another stupid idea to the people of the world. You know. And really, individual scientists cannot be trusted. The value of science lies in scientific method, which is an intellectual system that exists outside human agency, and the emphasis is outside human agency. The very existence of scientific method is an admission up front that individual scientists are flawed human beings as subject to ambition and greed and coercion and blackmail and religious delusion as anybody else. That's why the founding principles of the scientific method are repeatability and independent verification of the results, both of which were missing from pretty much all of the whole global warming hysteria. Ooh, we have a consensus. Well, if it's consensus, it's not science. It's politics. Consensus is a political word. It is not a scientific word here. Now, speaking of religious faith and everything, as you know, an ongoing issue that we have on this show is the clergy sex scandal. We were mentioning yesterday that there is documentary evidence that sexual misbehavior by the clergy has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, when you think, you know, God will let you into heaven no matter what you do, you know, you just do pretty much whatever you feel like. The Vatican has now confirmed a report that there has been an epidemic of the rape of nuns by priests in 23 countries around the world. Now, I guess this is a step up from diddling the little kitties, but still, you know, 23 countries, stories of rapes of nuns by the priests, sort of brings new meaning to the phrase, "Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me." And there is a school of thought that when David wrote that psalm, that he was sort of making a reference to his potentially gay sexual relationship with Jonathan, which of course always annoys the people who wave the Bible around and say, this says that gays are bad. And I don't believe it actually does anywhere in there. I've read the Bible. I don't remember it saying that gays are bad. Okay. I do remember reading about David and Jonathan's special relationship. Alrighty, let's see. We're running out of things to talk about today, so feel free to call in, 800-313-9443. And we have Rick in, I'm not sure what state, there's only one letter, but Rick in Kansas. Yes, Rick, I know who you are. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay. What I'm calling in is about the myth of gold. I think gold is only worth what you believe it is worth because it used to be used for money. Now it's used for nothing. Silver is used for everything. We could not have the technology revolution that we have today without silver. Okay, we'd be back in the Stone Age without it. And we throw it in the landfills.
Hang on just a minute. Gold has industrial uses, too. In fact, it is valued for electrical connectors above silver because silver, while it has a very low resistance and it's used in power station components, it will oxidize. Gold will not. And gold does have industrial uses, and both gold and silver have been used for monetary value. But do you know why we use silverware instead of goldware to eat on and drink from?
Well, silver is better for you. You need silver in your system. I don't think you need gold.
That's exactly right. Back during the great plagues of Europe, it was realized that the rich nobility who were using silver utensils didn't seem to get sick as much as other nobility who were using gold. And it comes back to that whole colloidal silver idea, that a small, minute amount of metallic silver in your system is a natural antibiotic. And that's why when during weddings it became traditional to give silver goblets to the husband and wife when you lift your drink to your health. Came from the use of the silver utensils. And that's, you know, early nobility, they loved gold to show off their wealth, and they'd have gold utensils and gold plates and gold goblets. But it turned out that the people using silver were more immune to the diseases. So the gold kind of went out of fashion for the utensils. And that's why silver has that special magical aura about it for eating utensils and drinking and for wedding gifts, because it is a natural antibiotic. And people who drink their wine out of silver goblets are less likely to get sick than other people. Now, there are other drinking goblets that people would have, like horn, drinking horns. The reason for that popularity is if somebody tried to poison you with cyanide, the horn would turn yellow and you'd know immediately that you were being poisoned. That's where you get that, like, Shakespearean reference to people drinking from horn glasses being safe from poisoning. Doesn't mean the poison doesn't work. It means you know better than to drink it.
Yeah, gold may be used in some superconducting situations, and it is used for, like, interconnects in some computer parts. But we don't need it. We need silver, and that's my point.
I think, I mean, we're kind of a gray area because gold is used for RFI shielding on precision equipment. If you go out to, like, the Goldstone tracking station and you look inside those racks on the front end of those radio telescopes, all the boxes are gold plated and it's all grounded because it's the most efficient means of interrupting outside interference and keeping it from interfering with the signals coming from space. So I can't really agree with you that gold does not have useful places in our technology and that we don't really need it. Yeah, we do. Frankly, I think most people would be far more healthier if they had gold fillings in their mouth instead of amalgamated silver and with all the mercury that's in there. So,
yeah.
I, you know, again, as you say, gold and silver are seen as valuable because people believe in their value and their limited supply. The reason they're considered valuable, gold is considered valuable because it never ever goes away. It doesn't oxidize. Silver will. If you have a shipwreck and you've got silver and gold down there, the silver is going to be gone after a while unless it's fortunate enough to be leaning up against a piece of iron that will sort of protect it galvanically. But gold, you know, kind of lasts forever, and that's one of the reasons it's considered a wealth protector. Again, I don't think we should have a monetary system based on gold because the limitation of the amount of gold available plays to the advantage of the bankers. But I still see that because people see gold as holding its value, it is something that should be acquired and hung on to as a wealth preserver and so forth. Anyway, we got to take a break. Rick, we'll be back after these few minutes with the last segment of today's show.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And we're talking with Rick in Kansas. And while I agree we should not base our monetary system on gold, we should have a government-issued currency, that is put into circulation for the public to use free of interest charges. But I really cannot agree that gold, is unnecessary. It's very useful for dentistry. It's used in, there's some cancer treatments that involve the use of gold. It has a very high thermal conductivity, which means electronics that are using gold connectors can be packed to a much greater density than other forms of electronics because they'll run much cooler. You can cool them more efficiently with gold. And, of course, anti-corrosion. I remember seeing one of the experimental turbines for geothermal energy, where they were trying to use the gas coming out of a volcano to power a generator, and the turbine was gold-plated because any other metal, the volcanic gases would simply corrode through it in just a few minutes. So it is a useful metal in a lot of different applications, wire, gold leaf, and so forth and so on. So I really can't agree that we don't need it. I think we do need it for its industrial uses, and I think its use as a valuable commodity for wealth preservation, along with silver and platinum and tantalum, and now copper. Copper is in such scarcity, it's now being seen as an investment metal. And again, it's because people understand something that has an actual use to it is going to have value. These pretty printed pieces of paper, they're completely useless. They won't even make good cigarette lighters. But silver and gold and anything with an industrial use is going to hang on to its value. Rick? Did Rick go? Okay, I guess Rick went and left. I'm not a real big person. I'm not a real big gold person myself. Obviously, I think gold is something people should have in their investment portfolios. And again, diversity, have some silver, some platinum, some tantalum. Historically, I think copper's kind of cool because it's the first smelted metal that humans worked with all those years ago. But again, copper will oxidize very quickly, so will silver. Gold has that unique property. It's going to last forever. If you make something out of gold and you take care of it, it will still be there. And yes, somebody in the chat room is saying, I have gold in my wedding ring. And yes, I do. This is my mugger's ring. It's a real cheap ring for the muggers. My real wedding ring is locked away. So, gold is very useful, and it's very good for wealth preservation. I question a monetary system based on gold because the Earth's population is so large, there isn't enough gold to use as a monetary unit. And now with all of these questions about Fort Knox making all these tungsten fake bars, we've got to be very, very careful about that. But I think gold possession, if you trust the gold dealer that you're dealing with, like Republic Trading Group, definitely have some gold coins in your safe deposit box, in your firebox, in your safe. Again, it's just having it in hand, and if necessary, it's something that you can use to bribe your way through a security checkpoint if you're trying to get out of the country and you don't have the private jets like Dick Cheney would have when he heads for the hills here. All righty, we're coming up here to the top of the hour, and we are basically, that's the end of our show for today. We'll be back tomorrow for our Thursday show at 2 p.m. Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, drive carefully, and aloha, America.
It's true.